Damien Tardy's top seven current royals on current form. I've given you the challenge to write down where you think the Queen will finish.
All right.
Righto. Number seven.
Apologies to... just a few apologies. Apologies to Prince Louis because he was stiff not to make the list. But number seven, Prince Charles, the heir apparent. His career has been rather lacklustre so far. Needs a full pre-season if he's going to take over from his mum.
Number six.
Meghan Markle. Sorry, Pete Ford. Just like Jason Ackermanis, she's been rather controversial. She's toiled well under sunny skies, but she's knuckled down in recent times.
Fifth.
Princess Anne, she's the hardest working royal, a bit like Sam Walsh, just keeps on performing week in, week out.
Fourth.
Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. If there was a rising star award in the royal family, Kate would be the recipient. She's hardly put a foot wrong in her decade in the royal family side.
Third.
Prince Harry, the lovable larrikin. He's flown under the radar of late, but his career was on the rocks, but he's recovered manfully.
Controversy.
Second.
Prince William, safe and reliable, set shot at goal. Captaincy beckons for William.
Oh, well, I had her at number two, clearly, I don't know which, here we go, which league footballer is the Queen?
Lee Matthews or Gary Ablett Sr., the greatest of all time. She's been under an injury cloud of late, but she's gotten through the soft tissue injuries.
Very good, Damien.
Lift! Give me something.
Very good,
Damien.